Tana Rabbanan. Horoye Bote Yisrael bi Yeshuvan. Bote Yisrael, Mishnah Berurah brings down Bote Ashira Yisrael. Shemi Yeshovim b'toikef u'begvura. So a person sees, they see a beautiful house from a gvir's house. She make a broche, oimer borech matziv gvul almone. She make a broche, borech matziv gvul almone. So Rashi says, borech matziv gvul almone ke goin be yishuv by yesheni. So there's a machlekes achreinim shatn Rashi. The Beis Yosef says that this broche was only said by the bottom that were in existence by Bayis Sheni. If one saw a Bayis, a beautiful house, but Bayis Sheni, then one made a broche, and the broche is Matziv Gvul Almone. That means that B'shas, the Chulben Orishin, the Pasuk says an Eicho Hoiso Kalmone, by the Bayis Sheni, the houses were built up again, so Matziv Gvul Almona, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Matziv Almona L'Gvuloi, and therefore one makes this broche. What is the Yichus Tavke Bizman Bayis Sheni? So the Tzlach explains, because after the Chulben of the Bayis Sheni, there is no shvach and there is no broche if we have a bayis godol v'choshev. Daloi also livnois bayis mesuyet. One is not permitted to build even a house that's painted after the chulben abayis. So if one sees a beautiful house, it is not a mokim for a broche. Nagavulche the Tzlach says, umam mi'oid yesh lohichiach bizmanenu sheboinim batim k'moy hasorim. Bein zikorin l'chulben beis mikdosheini, here's a whole ariches on this Indian, that one should not build houses like the sorim after chulben abayis. So therefore, that's why others say pshat m'rashi, ki goin b'yishuv b'yisheini, then one could make this broche, but not bizmanenu. Others say that ki goin b'yishuv b'yisheini, that Rashi means, in Yishavim, k'may b'bayis sheni. That means, even though it's not, Josh is just giving a marshal, when did Klal Yisrael possess these beautiful houses? So others hold that filo bizman hazeh. If one has a beautiful house, a filo b'chutz loretz, one can make the broche. So two shittas in Rashi, what the kegoin means. Rashi wants to say, this man that one sees the bayis, or the type of batim that were, like there were in existence b'bayis sheni. The Rif has a different pshat in the Gemara. Mr. the Rif did not want to say it's speaking about, that's what the Tzlach says. The Rif did not want to say that it's speaking about davke b'bayis sheni. And le'idach gisa the Rif held that la'ach b'bayis sheni, there's no reason to make a broche, since it is also to build a beautiful house after chulben abayis. So the Rif learns, Bote Yisrael is speaking about Bote Knesi Yishol Yisrael be Yeshuvan. Even after the Chulben Abayis, one is permitted to build a beautiful shul. So therefore, that's how the Rif learns, and the Gemara Horoye, Bote Yisrael means Bote Knesi Yishol Yisrael. The Chulbonon Oimer Boruch Dayan Ha'emes. Bote Oivdei Kechovim. If a person sees Bote Oivdei Kechovim, B'yishuvan, Oimer, Beis, Geim, Yisach Hashem. They should not remain. Chubonon, Oimer, Keil Nekomeis Hashem, Keil Nekomeis Haifiya, that Rebbein Shalom took Nekome. Ule, V'Rav Chizde, Havaka Ozli, B'yulche. They were both walking. Ki Mote, Apischa, Dvei Rav Chana, Bachaniloi. When they passed by the house that once belonged to Rav Chana, Bachaniloi, Nogad Rav Chizde v'asnech. So Rav Chizde gave a meiradik a krecht, he was meiradik tzebrochen on what he saw. Omalei ula amaykom isnaches, why are you krechtzing? This is not the proper thing to do. V'omar Rav, anoche sheiveres chatzi gufei shalodom. Shenema v'ata ben Adam heyonech b'shivrein mosnayim. Basically, it breaks through the mosnayim. V'rab yechinen o ma'av kol gufei shel Adam. Shenema v'oye ki yeymer olecha o ma'ata nenach. V'amarta o shmua ki bo v'nimas koleiv. The Ben Yehuda says it's a brechsta, a person gives a krechst, it's a brechsta goof, it's a brechsta neshama. You shouldn't do such a thing. How could I pass by and see what I'm seeing without krechtsing? The house that used to be here, the house of Rav Chana Bachaniloi, beise dahave bo shitin afiyose biyemome. There were 60 bakers that used to work a whole day in the house, and they used to bake for aniyim, who did not have busha to come and ask by day for bread. Vishitin afiyosa baleilya. And there were other aniyim chashuvim that they were ashamed to walk into the house by day, so there was a bakery running the whole night, and they would sitel bread there also. And not only did it support the aniye ha'ir, but it also supported everyone else. The Ben Yehuda explains there were other people that they wanted to bake a few breads, but they did not have the kalim for it, the provisions for it, to heat up a whole oven for a few breads, so they didn't possess an oven. Or there were ashirim that were willing to pay for breads, but lemaisa, they didn't have also the utensils. So whoever was a nitzrach for pas va'avyin lechol man the tzorich. They used to bake for everyone. Agmilas chesed for ashirim, tzedok el aniyim, v'loy shokal yodo min kise. And Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi never took out his hand from his kis, from his baitel. That means, why didn't he do that? Dilma osi oni bar toivin. Maybe a choshev oni will come, but the motile le kise, then he'd have to put his hand into the kis, kamachsev. So in that time, he would feel ashamed that he's going and giving him money. What this inyan was, the Shleima Mishnasi says, that his hand was also always in the kis. That was a b'chine that not he's giving tzedakah. He owes him the money. So that means when Yenna comes, like I owe you, I should pay you already, like this when an oraman is coming, so pshat is, I have to think how much to give you. But if it's a different outlook, a different perspective that he owes him, so he should have the money ready when Yenna comes. The Dubna Magid says, that is pshat in the pasuk, Ashrei shemrei mishpat oisei tzedakeh b'chol eis. That a person, when he gives tzedakeh, it should be a b'china of mishpat. It is not pshat that he's giving tzedakeh, he's only doing. It doesn't say noisen tzedakeh. Noisen means one is giving what he possesses to someone else. That's a noisen tzedakeh. Oisei tzedakeh means that the tzedakeh he's doing, not giving. The doing is mishpat, because pshat is the Rabbeinu Shalom made him an apotropis. Es ha'oni imoch, the Alshech HaKadosh says, they gave you the chelek oni. It wasn't by mistake, it was a privilege, and you should be able to give the oni, the money that rightfully belongs to him. But it's mishpat. So memele, so since it's mishpat, so memele, so when the Baal Chayv comes, he shouldn't have to start searching for the money, he should be ready to pay up. Zu habe psichenlei arba bovi la arba ruchse di alme. And there were four doors open up to all four ruches oilom. V'chol da hava ayil kofin nofik ki sova. Besides the breads that they used to give out, there were meals, free meals. And a person didn't have to be matriach himself, although whichever direction he came from, he could go in for a free meal. And when there was a hungry year, he used to throw out chitim and tzayrim, the chom and the chsif and milsal and mishkol biyamame, osi vishokil bilaylia. Hashto nofal betila veloi esnach. The Mephoshim say that he understood from him that why was he krechzing take, why was he meiradik zebrochen. So he understood from him that pshat was that, so the krechz was, so was kumta mazainish. Such a meiradik about tzedok, it's unbelievable. So was a b'china of im ba'arozim naflo shel heves. If pshat is such a person, the midas adin is mechayiv that the boy loy of it. He didn't give how much he should have given. He gave a lot. But lefum gam lo shichena, the Gemara says in Ksubis, that there was a gevaldika osher and they gave a lot of tzedakah, but how much they could have given, they didn't give. So there was a tviya on them. So that was l'chay, that's he understood pshatnes krechts, that the krechts was, if ad heichon midas adin, if there's such a tzedakah, ma noy marano. Omalei, so he told them, no, hachi yomer Rabbi Yochanan, you don't understand pshat in the chubin. The chubin is not begeder einish. Rabbi Yochanan said, v'yoyim shechorav beis hamikdosh, nigzero gzeiro al boteim shel tzadikim sheyechorevu. With the chubin abayis, there also was a gzeire boteim shel tzadikim. Faker, this came along with the gzeire of the chubin. Shenemar ba'oznay Hashem tzvokais, em loibotim rabim l'shamo yiyu, g'doylem v'toivim, so the Maharsha says he learned botim shel g'doylem v'toivim, that the people are g'doylem v'toivim me'en yoyshek. And what is pshat take? What is take pshat in this gzeire? So the Ben Yehuda explains, just like chubin abayis, the purpose of Chubin Abayis was Shofach HaMosoi Al Eitzav Avonov. The Rabbeinu Shloilom wanted that the Midas Adin should be Nispayis. So therefore, that brought about Chubin Abayis. And perhaps a little to understand this Nekude, Rav Dessler brings in an old Tamiradik Yalkut. The Yalkut says that David HaMelech tainted to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash, harbe domim shafachta. Can't build the Beis HaMikdash. So David HaMelech asked him, so he did wrong with all the Muhammad that he did for Klal Yisrael, there was something wrong in that? So the Rabbeinu Shlom says, no, fakert, it's daimet, it's karbonis, it was meiridik choshev. Fakert, harbi domim shafach, it was meiridik, the Mesiris Nefesh, that David went for Klal Yisro, it's meiridik, a meiridik is chus. So David HaMelech asked him, so it's a meiridik is chus, so why can't I build the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rabbeinu Shlom says, because if you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, you'll never be able to become chorov. A person who was meiser nefesh for Klal Yisroel, if you would build the Beis HaMikdash, you would never be able to become Cholev. So David HaMelech says, no, Adarabe. So the Rabbeinu Shlom says, no. Klal Yisrael needs a Beis HaMikdash, should be able to be Cholev. Shofach Chomosoi, Al Eitzav Avonov, that was the Shaila. When Klal Yisrael did a Chet, so the Deen was, will it be Klal Yisrael or Shofach Chomosoi Al Eitzav Avonov? Bilam said, Matoivu Oyalecho Yaakov Mishkenoisecho Yisrael. So Rashi says, Ayalecha b'shas binyonam shemakrivim karbonis l'chaper oleyim. Mishkanaisecha b'shas chubonam shehemu mushkonim. It's a mashkin for Klal Yisrael. So the same matayvu, what Abilam said on the Yoyalecha, he said on the Mishkanaisecha. The mashkin is also a gebaldike tayve for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needed a Beis HaMikdash that could become choriv. That'll be mechaper der avoynis. So Memele, he told him, you should know it's not only the Beis HaMikdash that is Chorev, the Botim Shel Gdoilim Utoivim, this is also a Chelek of the Kapore. There was a Diyun on the Gevaldike Chesed from Rav Chana Bach Haniloi. No, Pshat is Fakert, because he was a Godel V'toiv, so Fakert, so his bias was Nechav L'Tzorech Klal Yisrael. He wanted to comfort him. And then he said, V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, so that's on the Etzem Chubin. The Etzem Chubin is ticking for Klal Yisrael. ואומר רבי יוחנן, עושד הקודש ברוך הוא להחזירם לישובו. And the לעושד רבינו שלום will return them. שנאמר שיר המעלס לדוד, הביתכם בשם כהר ציון. מה הר ציון עושד הקודש ברוך הוא להחזירו לישובו, אף בותיים של צדיקים עושד הקודש ברוך הוא להחזירם לישובו. So the Masho explains that the Gemara did not want to learn that they're Beiteach Bashem like Har Tzion, that's the most Bitochen. No, the one doesn't measure Bitochen with mountains. No, those who are Beitrim Bashem, they will have the mile of Har Tzion. Just like Har Tzion, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'ar Zirai LeYeshuvai, we can be assured of that. That's Klal Yisrael. Is muftach in binyan abayis af boteim shel tzadikim osed hakadosh baruch hu lachziran liyeshuva. Al koponim, the pasuk told us the sod that these gdoilim v'toivim, how could they come to their madrege? Their madrege is only by a midah of boitchem b'ashem. That means to do such a tzedakah that the Rav Chana Bach Aniloi did, which is mamish ha'azah avitur and azah pazronis mamoinoi, that could only come about to haboitchim b'ashem. Rashi says in Soite, what a mamin is called. So Rashi says, shemaminim ba'kodesh bochu levater mamoinom letzedoka. That is called a mamin, that it is a vitur of Mamoinai, that means with Azah, Breitkeit, Litzdoke, that is called Amamin, and that comes from Amida of Betochen. I'd like to tell over for a few minutes, Meiridike Maisit, which they have a Musik, here we're speaking about Chazal, their Pazronis in Tzedoke, but the Shpeta de Kedairis, there's Meiridike Maisit, that Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik once said over from the Soloveitchik Mishpoche, Yoshe Ber from Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yoshe Ber told over a Moiridike Maise that happened with someone, the Rosh of the Mishpoche, before the Beis Halevi, so a few days before, but we see such a Moiridike Mishpoche from Gedolei Torah, one wonders how are they zeichet to such Yoitzei Chalotzeim. So he told them one of the elder Zaydis was a Gvira Shiyid, but they were Meiridike Bali Tzedoke. They were Mamish, they used to be Mefazer, Momin with Tzedoke, and every Oni, when he came there, he was assured he would go out satisfied. Bekitza, they were Gvirim, and all of a sudden the business started to dwindle, and things started getting worse and worse. The Yomim Ha'elu, when the person had the parnosim, things started getting worse, so the Roshei Ha'ir made a yeshiva to figure out, Hakol min ha'shamayim, why is it such a person is losing his parnosim? There's a reason for it. So Bekitzer, the Roshei Ha'ir were chayker and dairish, what could be the tam? And finally they came to Achlote. This mishpoche is over and off in the Gemara. Chazal tell us, Hamevazvez, Ayevazvez, Yosem, Ichoimish, Shema Yoni, they give away too much money. The Chazal told us that there is inyan of Vitor, there is inyan of Pizel, but not more than a fifth. They give away more than a fifth. So they were masre them that they shouldn't do it. It's Kedeget Chazal, to give for Tzedoke, the things that were left in the house, the silverware and this thing. So this thing was a telling, and a man came. So the story is told that they tailed all the silverware already, and two aniyim came, two nitzrochim, and there was one silver spoon left. So whoever was in the house, no, there's two aniyim and one silver spoon, but the silver spoon was worth a lot of money, so they broke the spoon in half, and they gave the handle to one, it was silver, and the other chelek to the other. Agavucha and the Matzeva was written Kapo Posa La'oni V'yodeo Shilcha La'evyein. That the Kaf and the Yad, that was written on the Matzeva. Kapo Posa La'oni V'yodeo. The Yad and the Kaf were given to Anoni and Evyein. Al Koponim, we see the Meiridike Hasogis that Gedoyle Yisrael had in the Indian of Pizol et Tzedakah. Chazye deloy miyashiv daite. It seems though he still wasn't miyushiv, he was still meredik tzebrochen. Amalei daye, he understood everything. Amalei daye le'evet shiye kerabay. He says a person has to realize if the bias is choriv, so daye le'evet shiye kerabay, a person should not be misabul more on this tzore than on chuban abayis. It means some is a felten, the availus of the bias, if one will be a greater nishbar on this, some amela, so therefore, or perhaps if one would realize what chuban abayis is, one cannot make a greater availus on these chubonis than on chuban abayis. Nofel amaikom isnaches akhtrashi, nofel ebetilash, and nofel evenas a tail. This beautiful house of tzedoki became a tail. Dayel Evitche Kerabai Shrei Beis HaMikdash Chorev Shul Beisai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memele, that's the Dayel. Rabbono Rabbono Haroye Kibrei Yisrael. A person sees Kvorim Oymar Boruch HaShayotzar Eschem Badin Vizon Eschem Badin Vekilkel Eschem Badin. That was Bechayeya. The osav eschem badin, for osid lakimchem badin. And everything was badin with a cheshbin. Mar berei deravine misayim bo mishmei derav nachmin, v'yoideya mispar kulchem. The Rebbe Shlomo knows the mispar of all the niftorim, v'hu osid lachyeischem ulekayim eschem, boruch mechayim eisem. The Tzlach asks Akasha, what is the Kefal Haloshin Vu Osid Lach Yoischem Ulakayim Eschem? What's the, what is the Lachayre, they're both the same? So the Tzlach brings down a Chakira he had. He wants to say it's a Machlekes Bavli in Yerushalmi, because in Yerushalmi the Nusach is different. But Al Kaponim, he said, how much we understand of this Inyan, but there's an Inyan of Gilgul Neshamis. And the Inyan seems to be that a neshama which did not have a tikkun the first time around, so the neshama is nisgalgul again on this world into another guf. Perhaps then he'll have a tikkun. So there's an Inyan of gilgul neshamas. So iklar d'chakire, so let's say you have one neshama that went through four bodies. So what's going to be by tchiyas hameisim? You have a problem over here. You have a problem, four bodies and one neshama. So what's going to be? So he said, so could be, perhaps maybe the last body that the tikkun came about through this goof, so this goof will be aimed for Tchiyas HaMeisim. The other three goofim, they won't be aimed for Tchiyas HaMeisim. So he says, that's what the Gemara was Messiah Nitazai. For who osid lach yoischem? All the gufim that are buried, that all of them will stand up for Tchiyas HaMeisim. Aye, how could you have all the gufim if there's only one neshama? Ulekayim eschem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will see how one neshama, that means the kiyum of all the gufim, that's a new problem, which is, even after Tchiyas HaMeisim, this is a problem, because you have more gufim than neshamas. So, who osid lach yoischem, all the gufim, all the kayim eschem. Kivrei oivdei kechovim, oimer boisha imchem. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, horoye es chaveiroi la'ache shloishim yoim. A person sees a chave after shloishim yoim, oimer boruch shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. So Taisva says, "Afano toraya chaveira achas shloishim yom ayma shechiyonu oymari davke chaveira achoviv olov." Havo beinyan acher loy. If he's not choviv, there's no inyan to make a shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is said al simchas halei. This brought down the Mishnah Berurah brings down choviv v'sameach b'riyosei. We're speaking about birchas horiye. So he sees him and he's sameach to see him. He makes a shechiyonu. They bring down from the Rashbe, Bein Ish Le Isha. That means, say if it's an isha, she's an isha, an isha is an isha, that's sameach b'riyosai. But that the Mishnah Berurah says very interesting, that the isha of a isha is an isha, he says that stavke ishtoi, imoi, bitoi, v'achoisoi, shameach v'nene b'riyosai. So memele, there, it's mutali stakel b'hem, so memele, so there's a broche that is said on the riyah. The ba'acheres, another isha, arayosali stakel. So memele, one does not make birchas horiyah. Then he says, la'aloche, there's a machloikis ha'poiskim, if one was aware of the shalom of the chaver the whole time, but he didn't see him, if he, or there was correspondence, or he spoke with him, or he heard from another one what's doing with him, so memele, so there is not so much simche in the riyah, even though ayne daime shmiya l'riyah, but al koponim, since the simche is not so great, so then one does not make a shechiyon. La'acher yud beis chodesh, oimer boruch mechaya amesim. After yud beis chodesh, one makes boruch mechaya amesim. We didn't see him for yud beis chodesh. Rabbeinu Yonah says pshat that what's the bracha mechaya meisim? So Rabbeinu Yonah says mipnei shenishkach mehalev, that a person after 12 months is you forget about him. K'moy shehameis nishkach la'acha yud beis chodesh. So therefore, so like he's nishkach. So seeing him again, it's like a new tchiye. One makes mechaya meisim. I really don't understand the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi in Chumash and Parshas Vayeshev says on the Pasuk, Vayimoyim lehisnachim vayakev avinu, so Rashi says, Shalameis nigzero gzeire sheyishtakach min alei v'loy alachai. So it seems that this union of shikre is a gzeire, and it's only al meisim, not on chai. I don't understand the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Marsha says a different pshat. The Marsha says one makes boruch mechaya meisim after yud beis chodesh, because after yud beis chodesh, so mistame this person, there was a gzeira of a, there was a Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, and yud beis chodesh passed, so zicher duchgegangen, we see the shonot gegangen ketikunai, there was a din of mi yichye mi yomus, and going through this din, one makes mechaya meisim. That's how the Marsha says pshat. Omar Rav ein ameis mishtakach min aleiv elo leachar shnei moso chodesh. Shenemar nishkachti kemeis meleiv hoyisi kichli oivet. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kichli oivet ustam kli laachar yud beis chodesh mishtakach min aleiv. Normally, the din yish is after yud beis chodesh. The yish bailam la'acha yud beis chodesh. Peperik elam metziyitz. Where do we see that? It's talking about a kli sheyesh by simen. Mi she motza kli oishum metziyah chayiv la'achish sholish regolim. Vim nimtza achar asukais, tzorich lahamtin la'achish bepesach ubatzeres ubechag, tayne yud beis chodesh v'shuv ein tzorich la'achish. So memele, so we see the posik is giving us this man of shikhe nishkachti kemeis meleiv, when if it was a man that a kli becomes ovud, to yud beis chodesh not considered ovud, net yud beis chodesh is considered ovud. Ravune bereid rav Yeshua, rapope ravune bereid rav Yeshua ave koozli beurche. Pogu bei berav chanine bereid rav Ike. So they met rav chanine bereid rav Ike. Amru lei bahadi techazinach, when we saw you, berichnon aloch tarti, we made two brachas on you. He says, when we were going towards you, so we made two brachas. The first bracha, boruch asher cholak michachmosi lireyev. And the second bracha, v'shechyonu. So he told them, we made two brachas. Amar lehu, so he told them, ano nami, when I saw you, kiven de chazasimchu, I saw both of you walking towards me, Chashavtinchu ilavoi, so you were choshuv in my eyes, kishitin ribavon beis Yisrael, like shishim ribui, ubachina alaiche tloso, so I made three broches on you. Hanachtarti, shechyonu, decholak mechachmosoi, uboruch chacham horozim. Amru lei, so they told him, chakimes kulei hai, you're so smart. Yovu beyeinayu v'shochet. So what happened over here? So the Ramban in Teiris Hashem Temimo says as follows. We had learned yesterday that if a person sees Shishim Ribui Me Yisroel, one makes a broche Boruch Chacham Horozim. And Rashi says, Pshatn the broche Chacham Horozim Hayodeya Mashe Beleiv Kol Eilu. The Rebbein Shlom knows what is in the labor of these 600,000 people. So the Ramban says, Amir Dike Yisot, that there are 600,000 deyos. Kishem she'ein paltzufeyim shoves, ein deyosein shoves. There are 600,000 masigim and musogim and deyos in order how to understand Torah. Therefore, the Torah was given to 600,000. But 600,000, one can be malakit all the deyos that there are in the Bria. And so therefore, when one sees a ribui of 600,000 yidin, so that is put together all the deyos which are in existence, in asoges ha-teire, so one makes boruch hacham arozim, the Rebbein Shalom knows all these deyos. That was the Gemara we learned yesterday. So the Ramban says, V'yesh b'yechidim shel b'nei Adam. There are certain yechidim, yachid klali, that is a yachid, but he has in himself a maila of a klal. Yoideya umeivin kol ha-chochmois v'kolu b'chol ha-deis. That this person is masig all the 600,000 eifanim of deis, which are found in the nechlusim of Klal Yisrael. He said Yeshua was one of these, isha shel haruach boy, that he was able, lamid k'neged ruach shel kol echot ve'echot, so the Ramban says, he understood, fakert, he was masig the das of every yid. And that's pshat over here, that he was masig that these two, that Rav Chanina Bereid Ravika was masig, that Rav Pop and Rav Huna Bereid Yeshua, these two are yechidim klolim, that they're shokul keneged shishim ribui. So memela, so you see, in one person or in two people, you see shishim ribui. When one sees shishim ribui, so you make chacham harozim, you make this broche, so he made this broche also. So they told him, Chakimas kulei hai. The shaila was, how did you know? That was the shaila. The shaila in the Ramban says, how did he know, Take? So we mentioned yesterday that the Gemara says, Kishem she'ein deyesein shavis, ein patsifeim shavis. That the ponim of a person is made on his das. He said, ponim is a loshen pnimi. That the ponim is made on the das. And he says there's only 600,000 partsufim, because there's only 600,000 sheinam shavis, there's only 600,000 deyos. So memele, if one is boki b'chochmas ha-partsuf, in chochmas ha-partsuf he says, Rav Shrira Goyin writes, it was given over to Yechidei Sgula, that one by looking at the partsuf was able to see the pnim of the person. So memele, then one could be masig the deyos. So that was Chakimis Kuli Hai, that he was Boki in Chochmas HaParzuf. Yovi Be'enayu, the Ramban says that it was Chol Shadaite, that this Chochme they didn't know, this Yediyah they didn't know, it was Chol Shadatayu V'Shochiv. Exactly to understand how this works, yesterday we mentioned there's such an inyan of Chalishas Hadas that occurs to a Talmud Chochim. And therefore he was nifta.
What does Rashi say?
Asher cholak v'shechionu, the la'acher shloishim yoyim hav, it was after 30 days. So they made a shechionu. Mechachmosi l'reyov, kiravchanine d'chochim tvei.
I don't know exactly what Rashi is saying over here, because Ashacholik Michachmosa Lereyov, Rav Chanina made this post, this Baruch on them, Baruch Ashacholik Michachmosa Lereyov, Ki Rav Chanina, Michachmosa Lereyov, Ki Rav Chanina, Bechochim Tvei.
Okay, so they made the Baruch on him,
Ki Rav, I don't know what Rashi is Moisef over here.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Horoye es habakonim oimer boruch mishana habriyas. Habakonim, Rashi says, kadashim. That means this was mishunadike freckles, that it was not the derech oilom to have this, and the mele, what makes mishana habriyas. Yeah. Meisvei, so the gemara es sakashe. Ro es akushi, so we'll see there's certain things you make mishanas abriyas, the kashas has a little length to it. There's certain things you make mishanas abriyas and others you make dynamis. So first we'll see the things you make shanas abriyas. Ro es akushi. So the Kaf HaChaim says something very interesting. Now not on the kushi you make mishanas abriyas, but mishanas abriyas you make, if the ovi ve'imay lavonim and he's akushi, that's mishanas abriyas. That's the mishanas abriyas that one makes. The es agichayer, agichayer is a odaim harbe, a red person. The es halavkon, lavkon Rashi says, lovon yoisa midai. The es akipeyach, so Rashi is tupshotim in pekeyach, kipeyach. Kipeyach either beten godel, mitoich oivyoi, he's so thick, niris kaimosoi mikupachas, you only see the beten, so memela, so his height is hidden or overshadowed by the beten. So that's called a kipeach. Loshen acher, kipeach oruch harbei, upirtzufoi shomut uboilet de mechue have. Other Rishonim say in Rashi, and I think in Bukhairis is a little clearer, that means he's a very tall, dangly, skinny person. So memela, there's nothing of him. He's very tall and skinny, and his face, it seems, is boilet, like this, the face is bigger than the whole body, so that's, that you make a mishanas abriyas. The es hananis, a midget. The es hadarnikus. Hadarnikus is a person who is full of warts. Oimer boruch mishanas abriyas. You make a broch mishanas abriyas. Es akiteya, the es hasume. If he saw a person who the hands were cut off, Vesasume became blind, Vesptuye Horoish. So Rashi says, Ptuye Horoish, Adadarnikos, this is either the words, or Loshon Acher, Piv Okum. Ptuye Horoish, Shesaroi Kinimta, Kosaroi Dovek Zebeze, the hair is stuck together. They're not separate. It grows stuck, Vesachiger, Vesamukeshrin. That's a bakonim, and that is the kasha. Before we said bakonim, you make mishana abriyas, and here it says you make omar boruch tayin emes. Agavuch in Shulchan Aruch is brought down, this brochet boruch tayin emes is only made on a yid. If he's mitztayel with the riyah, he makes boruch tayin emes. If he sees a goyin, it doesn't bother him, should not make boruch tayin emes. It's a yesh aimrim in Shulchan Aruch. Al koponim, here we see a bakonim, you make boruch tayin emes. And we learned before, you make mishana b'riyas. So the Gemara says, loikashe, ho, mimei imoy. If he was born like this, so then mishana b'riyas. So b'shas b'riyosa, he was like this. Ho, bosol diyis yaled. And then it occurred, so then, that one makes dayin emes. Deikanami, dikton yidum yidit kiteye, shma mino. Zogt Rashi, Eime boruch mishana sabriyis, de meme imonave, so the his creation wasn't such a noife. Keta shenikto yodo. Hochu de keta kiteya mashmedi yodayim hu, vishum diktoni tauti kiteya vechigo, so we say kiteya goes on the yodayim. Aval heiche diktoni kiteya luchud mashmed raglayim.
כדסנני כיתה יצא בקו שלוי. היכד ישלי בוסד יש ילד, לאחר שנוילד נולדו בוי, אי מבורך דיין אמץ, דומי דקיתיה, וקיתיה בוסד יש ילדו. זוגת גמור הוויתר, הותונו רבונם, הורוי פיל, קויף וקופוף, אי מבורך משנס הבריאס. So these are nevroim, which have a pesatzur sa'odom, and it's a mishana brius. Oiv shekoirin valta v'yeshloi listois ulochayayim ka'odom. I don't know, the Shleima Mishnose brings down a medrash, this is the hepech of the das of the goyim. There's a medrash that there were some people that became this hepech to these minim, not that we come from these minim. That there was other nivroim that became pilim and koifim v'kofuf. So that's why they still have a tzura sa'odom. So Mel is very good. The broch, boch, mishana habriyas. These briyas, lamaisa, became balechai. Ro briyas tevis, vilonis tevis, oime boruch shekoch aloi ba'ilome. Stamazay on the simche that Rabbein Shalom has such briyas tevis. Yeah. Al HaZikin. And the Zikin, we make, the Mishnah said, we make Al HaZikin, So the Gemara asks, my Zikin, what a Zikin, Omar Shmuel, Koichve Deshovet. The Machlokes HaRishonim, what Koichve Deshovet is. Rashi says, shooting star, it seems, Koichve Deshovet, Koichev ha-yoyret kecheitz berikia mimokim lomokim, ve-oruch keshevet, and the shehu yoyre v'nire kemoyshe peiseich rikia, it looks like it's opening up the rikia, and the and it's long like a shevet, like a stick, so that's called, it's coming from a falling star, a shooting star. The Rambam, the Goyim brings down from the Rambam that it's a certain koichov that has a zonov to it. Not a comet, a tail. That's a comet, he says. So that's not a shooting star. That's a, V'yesh eish anirim koichovim v'kiyah k'meish yesh lohem znovis. He says, V'om ha-shmuel nehirin li shvili de shemaye ki shvili de nerdo. Shmuel said that he was bekant that, Bustutzach in Shemayim, with the stars, Keshvili de Nerdo. So, Ktibet from Rabbi Yankiv, Zachain el Rocha, but why say Shvili de Nerdo, he knew. If he didn't know Shvili de Nerdo, he tiny, the person has to know the streets. And they had brought a raya from Shmuel. Or else is doch gonish gesagt, ich weiß echet Shvili de Rekia, Keshvili de Nerdo. What's that saying too much? Al Kapone why say Shvili de Nerdo, at a gewusst. Levar mi koichva de Shovit, de lo yedane mainiu. This koichva de Shovit, I'm not bakanten. But a gmiri, this I have a kabbalah, the loy over kislo, that this koichve de shovet would never enter the mazel of ksil. There are mazolis, and this would never enter that mazel. The over kislo chorev alma. As before we go into a sugi here of mazolis and koichovim, perhaps it would be kedai to tell over the goyim says over here, stamazoya yisoid will be perhaps a little klokite in these keichovim. The goyim says as follows, ha keichovim manhigim es ha'olam. That whatever occurs in this world is through the keichovim, bahashgoches hakodesh bohu. But how the keichovim should function, that's the Hashgach of the Rebbeinu Shloim. And the Goyin explains, Ki Goyin Chochme. How much Chochme an individual or an Umah should have, Nimshach mi Koichav Echad. Chochme comes from one Koichav. Oisha mi Koichav Echad. Each Koichav is a Tafkid and is Mashpia different in Yonim. V'chein kol hadvorim sheba'olam. All particulars in the world, Misnagim al yidei hakechovim. Ulekacha yeumei sa'olam oivdim lekachovim amazolis. In this nekude, that there is a hashpah from the kechovim amazolis, that's 100% right.
They just made one mistake. Shahayu svurim shakechavim ba'atzmo manhigim es ha'ilam shaloi bahashkoches Hashem Yisborach. Memele is that was the toys of the Oivdei Kechavim. But Lemaise, they did not realize that everything is B'yodei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are the Shluchim. But the Hashpa comes through the Kechavim. V'hine, Miminyan HaKechavim, so the Goyin says, if each Kechav has a different Tafkid, so if there a multitude of Kechavim, Nucha Leida Kol Advorim Sheyeshnam Boilom. So now we can understand how many functions there are in the world if we need a kaicha for each, if we need a kaicha for each function. Uch sha'onu royim sheyesh kolkach alfei revovis kechavim ulayim mispo, mistome yesh kolkach dvorim boilom. And he says this is pshat, and we mispar of all the kechavim, and each one has a different shem, because each one has a different tafkid. Now, the function of the Kechavim is also dependent in their Mokim Birokia. The Mekoimis have a tremendous effect on the world. So now the Gemara, this is what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us, Gmiri, that a Kechav de Shovit loy ovar kislo. The Goyin says there are other Kechavim that could go in a different Machberes and nothing will happen. If there'll be Mischaber to Kechavim, there'll be, not in the Machberes alone, but they get close together, it would occur a Shinui Ba'ilam. Three Kechavim, a greater Shinui. Seven Kechavim together would bring a Chulban Ba'ilam. But Stamazai, that one Kechav finds itself in another Machberes, it seems that is not detrimental to the world. But Shmuel says this, we have a Kabbalah that a Kaichva, the Shavit, if that would ever go into the mazel of Ksil, we'll soon see that Ksil, these mazolis control the Chamimus Ba'ilam, so that would bring Chum. So the Gemara asks, V'ha'karazinim da'ovar, we saw that in the mazel of Ksil, that Akoichva de Shovet went into the Machberes of Ksil, into the Mazel of Ksil. So the Gemara says, Zivohu da'ova, umischazi kedova. You just saw a reflection or a shine, but the Koichav never went in. That is one teretz l'chayre tefe'emfa, what we did see. That is not really the Koichav, it's the Ziv of the Koichav. Rav Une bereid Rav Yeshua Omar Viloin hu de mekareye umerzi nohira de rikiye. So Poshet Pshat is that he's saying that what we saw in the mazel of Ksil, that it seemed that it was a keich v'deshovit, so he says, really, there are seven rikiyim. The rikiyah tachtoine is called Viloin. The Rekiah over it is called Rekiah. And there's other Rekiahim. Now in the Rekiah, there's the Chamo and the Levono and the Kechovim. In the second Rekiah. Now it seems the Viloin is Einem Mishamesh Klum, but it seems it covers the Rekiah. So sometimes there can be a Kra, or open up the Viloin. So one will see light, which is coming from the Rekia, because in the Rekia there are the Kechavim and the Chama and the Levon and the Kechavim. So one could mistake this for that this was a Keich v'deshovit, but in Yesod it wasn't a Keich v'deshovit, it was Vilain u'demikra, the Vilain opened up, u'merze one was able to see Nahoire the Rekia. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ugmiri d'le'ova kisloi, she'enei mavir mazel ksil, it will not go by mazel ksil k'shehu shovit. Kislo ksil. Rav Huna omar mai zikin, viloin ude mekare, umeschaze rikiye derech akriye keroimach." So Rashi says that Rav Huna is telling us that that is also the taitch of Zikin. That the Zikin that one makes a broche, it seems it's not koich v'dishovit, no, it's pshat, that's when the viloin becomes nikra, and one sees the oyer derech hakriya kareima. That's how Rashi says pshat. Rav Huna bereid Rav Ashi yoma koich v'hu da oka mehai gisa de kisle, וחוזילי חברי מהח גיסה ומיבס ומחזי כמם דיובה. The Shleima Mishnosai explains as follows, that it seems that, again, the Goyin says this Nekuda, that the Mekoymes, where these Kachovim are, have a tremendous effect on the whole Olam. So if one Koychov is nekar mehai gise, so the other koichav on the other side is mivas. So there's a type of a fear, and the mivas is it stretches out or it goes back. Umerzi keman da'ova. So the Shleima Mishnasi explains, it seems that the koichav, which is a tremendous planet, has a roish, and then it has it's mechubah to something. So the roish becomes mivas, and the roish moves. So, but since in yesoid it's still mechubel im kaimoi, so that is not considered a koichva deshovit. So that means a koichva deshovit means when the whole planet moves. Here, this is only mivas, and what is facing us is the roish of this koichav. So to us, we see a movement, and this can occur in the mazel of ksil, but this does not mean that this is a koich v'deshovit, because the whole koichov did not move. That's how the Shleima Mishnasi learns pshat in this Rashi. Taisvis, vilanu de mikra merzi nahire berkiya, lefiya inyan mashme, so Taisvis, the machlekes here Rashi in Taisvis. Taisvis says, lefiya mashme de bor avuna letareitz, he just is coming to fa'emfer, we have a different kash over here. My Zikin, we know that's Koich v'deshovet. We have over here a member of Shmuel said that we have a Kabbalah that a Koich v'deshovet will never go through the mazel of Ksil. So we're saying, we did see, so we have to explain that what we saw. So vilonu de mikra zateres, v'nyemash medabor avonu tarz loy ova kisle. That the Koich v'deshovet never is ova kisle. We saw vilonu de mikra. Lekoya mas nisen lefrushe my Zikin. He's not coming out to say a nupshat in Zikin. He's just for entering the kasha of the Kabbalah of Shmuel. The Ravashi, the Basri, Koyash, Nuyidli, of a Kislo. The Lord Perish Rashi. Rashi seemed mixed up both things together. Avunam, my Zikin. So Taisus wants to say, it's not a machloikis of what Zikin is. It's a different oifen to enter the Kabbalah of Shmuel. Shmuel, Rami. Shmuel asked Akasha. Ksiv oise osh ksil vekime. So the posik is, say, osh is a, we'll see osh is one of the mazolas, or a chelik of the mazolas. Ksil is a mazol, vekime is a mazol. Ksiv, and ksil, let us explain, the koyach hachamimis comes to ksil. So the Shleima Mishnasi says that the chamimus of kas, that's shmoik kemazoloi. Ksil is the koyach hachamimus is in the mazol of ksil. So in the kima is the mazol that controls krirus, cold. So the posik says, oise osh, which is one mazol, ksil the kima. Uchsiv, and there's another posik that says, oise kima uksil. So the first posik is magdim ksil tekime, and the second posik is magdim kima teksil. Okay, tzat. So Rashi says okay, tzat. So both are equal. No, one is shaylit b'maysak shomim the kima shaylit, and then that's greater. Then you magdim the kima teksil, and b'maysak hama the ksil is shaylit. Okay, tzat. Ilmole chamo shel ksil, but when the kima is shoylet, we have keriris, So without the chamimus of ksil, in the sky, in oilop, mivnei tzino shel kima. Vilmole tzino shel kima, in the sky, in oilop, mivnei chamo shel ksil. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, okay, tza, ksiv oisa osh ksil vikime. Dekod mile ksil vikime. Ksil is before, and he says, forget, okay, tza, melamit shishneim shalom. Shel mole chame shel ksil, ksil shoylet bi moisa chame. Loch de ak, de loch hi ak de mekro. In these yomim, ksil is the ike mazel. That's when it's man shlitose. Kima shoylet bi moisa kshomim. Loch hi ak de mekro, for bi moisa kshomim, that's the ike. Zog de gemore weiter. Ugmiri, another kabbalah. Ilav ukce, da akrovo. The monach benahar dinner, kolman behave trikelei akrebo loyhavi chaye. If the tail of akrov, now there's a machloikis what akrov is. The Maharsho wants to say akrov is a new mazel that also has a different, that has a koyach of krirus. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says akrov hainu kimo. Akrov is a chelik of this mazel kimo. Umi mazel tlehu, and all of them are a chelik of mazel tleh. Nahar dinayr, so memele, so this akrov has in itself a koyach of krirus, but the oikets, the tail of akrov, is heated up by nahar dinayr. Nahar dinayr is a very hot nor that comes from the zeya of the chayis who anoisi the kisei akovit. So the oikets of akrov is nischame mateshes koichei shel akrov. Ukze da akrebo zonov ha akrov. So he says that if it would not be for the nahar dinoir that's matesh the koich kiriris from the akrov, so whoever would be nizik from an akrov lehavachai. Because the akrov gives in a meredike kiriris with his bite. But al koponim, since the shayrisha akrov is that there's something the nahar dinar is mamtik the kirirus, so memela therefore one is not a mesukin if one is bitten from an akrov. V'hainu de komalei rachmona le'iv. The Rabbi Nishlom told Iyuv, the pasuk says hasakasher madana iskimo oy moishcha isksil tiftoch. That means that the Rabbi Nishlom is telling him the pulas that are done. As the kasha madana is kimo, Rashi says, ksharim shel kimo. That there are ksharim that hold in the kirirus of kimo. It shouldn't go out too far. Oy moishchis ksil tiftach, or there's other inyonim which open up the chemimus of ksil to bring chemimus boilom. It means we take everything for granted, but there are whole pulas milamaylo in order to be mesader the seder ha'olam. My kima, what's the name of kima? Omar Shmuel kimeya koichve. It's the kima is created from a cluster of 100 koichovim. Kima, it's like atikrei ma alameya. Omri lo de mechanfi, others say that these 100 kechovim are together. Omri lo de mevadro. Perfect. So now we went through the kima. My osh, what is osh? Omar av Yehuda Yuse. So that doesn't help the situation. So the Gemara asks, my Yuse. So now the shaila is, this osh, which is Yuse, is a machloikis, from which mazel this belongs to. Omri lo, others say, this is the zon of tle, that this is also a chelik of the mazel of tle, and this is the zon of the tle. But omri lo, and others say, reishe de eglo. That means there's fashidine mazolis, and then the seder mazolis first is mazel tle, and then afterwards is mazel shoyer, that comes afterwards. So the shaila is, so that's zicher, this ush is in this area. So others say this is the soif of mazel tle, this is the zonav of tle, And others say this is the Roish of Mazel Shoel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kemeya Koichvi, Yesh Bene Kechovim Shal Kima, Shehein Koicho Shal Kima. The Koich of Kima is with these Meya Kechovim. Omri La de Mechanfi. Others say that it's that they're together. Oison, Shehein Koicho Shal Kima. Omri La de Mevadron, they're spread out. You say, Omri La de Kaime, this you say is Kaima Bezon of Tle. That this is the cluster of stars, which is by the Zon of Tle. By the Reish of Sheol, Reish of the Eglo, Reish of Sheol Eglo, Vahainu Mazel Sheol, Vunimshach Acher Mazel Tle, and they say the Hamazola is your first Mazel Tle, the Mazel Sheol, Reish of Sheol, Somuch Lezon of Tle, Shekena Seida Tle Sheol Tumim. And the Gemara says, a Mistavre, that this Ush is Keman the Omar Zon of Tle. That the Ush is the Zon of Tle, the Chsiv, Va'ayish Alboneo Tenachem, the Ayish Alboneo Tenachem. What does that mean? Mistava Kmandi Omazonov, Haina Kechovi Masuim Kizonov, with the Chsiv, Va'ayish Alboneo Tenachem. Alma Chaseiro, Va'ayzonov, Merci Kitalfe de Torev. Now, we'll understand, let's go a little further, then we'll understand this Gemara. Let us skip a line, and then we'll go back. The Gemara is just saying that this Ayish is the Zonav of Tle, and we'll see it looks like a little eaten up, a little banged up. It's not Sholem. I will say the Gemara. Ayish b'net tenachim. Alma chaseira. So they're taken away, we'll see they're taken away two kechovim from Ayish, but eventually Ayish al boner tenachem, Ayish will get back the two kechovim. Al mechaseir, vaista is now Ayish is choser, and mischazin it looks kital for the Torah. That it looks a little banged up, a little eaten up, because this Ayish is missing two kechovim. So therefore the Ayish in the zonav of the Tle is also looks banged up, so the male of Mistama, the zon of the Tle is Ayish. Vahai the Oslo Basra, the zon of the Tle goes after the Tle, after Kima. Kima is in the Tle, Rashi says. The Omra lo Havli Bonai. The Ayish is a Taine, give me back my two Kechovim. Now what is happening over here? Shebisho Shakadish Bohu Bikesh Lohovi Mabu Loilom. And the Bani Shalom answered, they bring the Mabu. Not al shnei keichovim mikimo. He took out two keichovim from Kima. Now, what was the purpose of taking out two keichovim from Kima? The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says by the Mabul, kilkelu bereischem v'nidoinu bereischem. So the Mabul, in order to be a mide keneged mide, the water had to be boiling hot. Now, the Kima, which we said, that is a mazel that gives kriris, so that regulates the temperature of the water. Water is cold. The coldness of the water is derived from the Kima. Now, the Rabbein Shalom answered that the water, we have two factors over here. We have the Ksil and the Kima. But with everything bim kaimai, the water remains cold. The Rabbein Shalom wanted that the water should become boiling. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam took out two kechovim from Kima. If you have two kechovim from Kima out, so memele, so now the ksil could be misgaber over the Kima, full of the gabi, the water, we had reischem. B'shor shakodesh boch hu bikesh lovi mabul oilam, not al shnei kechovim mikima, behevi mabul oilam. And that's how the mabul came about, that's how the mabul was bereischem. Fine. After the Mabul, we have to get back to Olam Kemenhoge. Shebikesh l'sosma, so these two kechovim that were taken away for Kime, forget about. Not al, we'll see why in a minute. Not al shnei kechovim me'ayish. So the Bnei Shalom took two kechovim me'ayish, v'sosma, and the two kechovim from Ayish, he was saisem to Kima. Besides them from Kima. So now, So now, now that the Shleimer Mishnasai has a girsa which is more understandable. Agavulcha, before we go a little further, the Goyin explains, Ayish, we know Ksil is Chamimis, Kimas, Kriris, Ayish hum emutze loicham voloikav. The weather that comes from Ayish, that is a very comfortable weather, loicham voloikav. Lochain the Goyin says, today we don't have such an ideal weather the whole year, because the Ayish is not ketikunai, because the two kechovim were taken from Ayish. So mamel the Ayish is bimkaimai, cannot function. That's if someone has complaints of the weather, so one should know, we have to know the sibis advarim. It's not, there's a cheshbon involved. Al koponim, so because the those two kechovim that made a pleasant weather, they're now by kime. They're doing another function there. So the Gemara asks, this is the girsa of the Shleima Mishnosai. V'nimalya midido, why did you go and take two kechovim from Ayish? Let's just spread out. The kima will spread out these kechovim and that'll take up the place of the two kechovim which were taken away from kima. So the Gemara says, ein ha-boyer mismali milchi yosa. You can't fill up a boyer. If dirt was taken from a boyer, you can't fill it up by taking from the other side. It'll never get filled up. That means, Lamai said, that what was nechser from kima, you can't fill it up from the kechovim which are surrounding it. So then the Shleimer Mishnasai is goyres v'lehedelo. So let's return those two kechovim that were taken away from kima, and kategel nasa sanegel. That means, since when they were taken away, b'teiris kategel, b'teiris chubim, and kategel nasa sanegel. They cannot be used anymore for tikkun. So that's the problem. So why do you have to take from Ayish? But so therefore, so there was a problem. So therefore, two kechovim were taken from Ayish. Amar Rav Nachman, osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirem lo shenema v'ayish al boneo tinochem. The Maharsha explains, so what's going to be then? So then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will create new kechovim, because that ain't chodosh tachas hashomesh. But then lasid lovay is not an hog of tachas hashomesh, then there will be a bria of new kechovim. Let us see Rashi. Mestavr kemando amazono, haino kechovim asuim kezono. Medechsiv v'ayish alboner tinochem. Alma chaseira. So it seems now ayish is chosav. Ayizono v'merzi kitar for the Torah. It looks like it's banged up. Ketar for the Torah, Dovo Shulchoser, Besosmu Migufoi, Shosu Konis, Mishazi Kemake Bekunis, was banged up with a hammer. Tar for the Torah, Muke Bakois Kemabeya Trufe, Lishnachine, the Mishazi, the Tar for Mitrif, Nidvakiach, it was put together, but so sniffing Keminchibur, it's gestickled, but it's not Bishlei Musai. Vahai the Oslo, Ayi Shacha Kime, Tamrlo havli bonai shnei kechovim shali, v'lahada lekima oisam kechovim atzmo shenot al himeno. So the Gemara says, because that's the cheshbon in the Gemara.